benzene first, and then we did rings. And today I will do it again for chains. So chains of carbon atoms, so hydrocarbons, what will be the molecular orbitals in that case. And it turns out that this problem is similar to just electrons in a box. So the carbon chain has a certain length, and we know in this simple problem of electrons being confined to something of a certain length, that there's a lowest energy solution that looks like this, and then there's the first higher state solution looks like this, and the number of nodes just keeps increasing as you get more solutions. And it will turn out that the molecular orbitals of a hydrocarbon chain have these properties. They look like this.